Ruben, the calf, the same calf, and it affected him. So I don't know how it was reported, but we'll just see how we go from there. Sheldon Brown had his ankle, but he got it taped up, went back in. And then Trent, you saw, you know, he started the game. We just kind of didn't feel like he was quite as effective as he's been. And he was battling through it. He wanted to play and all that business. There's no new injury there, none of that. So we'll just see how we go. I thought Ontario went in there and battled, got some good yards for us when we did run the ball. And then, of course, we used Obanaya throughout as well. All right. Well, I told the players last week we made enough plays to win the game. This week we didn't. There was a lot of contributing factors, which I'm sure you all have questions. We just start. You know, I thought for the last month, I thought special teams has contributed in the victories. I think, you know, when you have three penalties in the return game, you know, I think – I don't know how much field position you give up there. It does make it harder when you're backed up, of course, to move the foot. We can't have that. And then, of course, you can't drop the snap. I mean, from what I could tell, and I'll have to watch the tape, snap, hold, kick has to be automatic. So I understand that. And we can't do that and expect that that's going to help us there. You know, I thought early on, there weren't a lot of possessions in the first half, a lot of long drives by both teams. You know, we didn't – I think on defense, they were just getting one effective play after the other against us until in the second half we found the right formula and we forced some three and outs and some short drives. And then I think offensively, you know, we moved the football early pretty effectively. They were legislating against the run. There were a lot of them up in there. That's why we went to the throw a little bit more. And then with Trent, the way he was, and then we tried to carve the ball out. We tried to carve out some runs there in the second half after we were throwing a little bit more, and they tended to be more effective. But, again, we didn't make enough plays in the passing game to get it done. You know, when you look at some of the things that happened, we didn't run the ball near it well enough. You know, although they didn't sack us, we didn't really have any turnovers to speak of. You got to score more points than we did, you know. First drive of the opening, first drive of the second half was terrific. Went right down, scored. And, you know, I think, of course, offensively, there was no more point production after that. So it was as much as last week was a team victory, I think it's safe to say that it's a team loss. And so I told the players what's most important is that we get back on the stick, we get back to work tomorrow, and we just like we did this week, getting ready to play the Colts after a victory, this week we go back to work and get ready to play the Chargers after a loss, and half the teams in the league will be doing that. And so that's the message. That's where they're at, and we need to get back and get to work. So that's where it's at. Any questions?
At fourth and one, did you think about going for a field goal there?
No, we were out of range at that point. You're talking about the end, the one we punted?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We felt like we were out of field goal range at that point. So, no, that wasn't part of the decision, kicking the field goal. Nope.
How were the Colts able to run the ball so well? They're not normally a very good running team.
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, they blocked well, and some of the runs were when we were playing pass. But I think that you need to credit them for they did a good job against us, and we obviously can't have that happen.
Pat, on that same fourth and one, what was the discussion about maybe going for it and why?
Just coach talk. We were deciding what we wanted to do there, and we were looking at the plays that we had ready to go based on how the game was going. And with the timeouts, I had two timeouts left and better than 6 minutes, we felt like the best thing to do was punt, which was the right decision in my opinion. You know, but we did have a discussion. And then we need to get a better punt there. I think we punted the ball out of bounds on the 20. So, but still, you know, we then got ourselves, after we stopped them on defense, let's not worry about that decision. We had the ball back, and then we were approaching beyond midfield with a chance to score. So I don't feel like those decisions, I wouldn't do those any differently. We talked about a lot of things, yeah.
And then what, anything on that Gordon drop?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to watch the tape. I couldn't quite see. It looked like a good throw. It looked like the ball got in there, but sometimes there's arms, and I couldn't tell. But you saw him make a good strong hand or catch on the stutter go down the sideline in the first drive. So, you know, we'll see.
Coach, 11 straight losses on the road. Is there anything on the road that?
No, we got to win. No. No. I don't think that there's anything different. We got to find a way to win on the road.
On the one Gordon didn't handle in the end zone, the first option is short.
We had all kinds of options. We had short, medium, and long. Yep.
Now, why do you think – you said they had a formula to stop the run, but why not as effective maybe as last week running the ball for you guys?
Well, they had one extra guy down there all the time, you know, where that wasn't necessarily the case last week for them. You know, that's why when you go into games, games are played differently depending on who your opponent is. And, you know, they did it. So then you start to throw the ball, you know, and then you loosen them up, and then the runs become effective again, where we saw in the third quarter. I think we had a stretch there. We had a 9, a 6, and a 7-yard run after we had loosened them up throwing it. So the game goes both ways. I think this is an isolated, we lost the game. I don't think it talks about any trends. Nope. And we go back to work tomorrow and get ready to win the next one. Right?
Pat, you said, you always said kind of a bottom line, just getting in the end zone.
Absolutely. Points. Points.
You couldn't figure out when, after the initial thing, the second half, after that, you really couldn't.
Well, we had chances. You know, we didn't execute well enough. Well, Gordon was in the end zone, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then we had other chances where we didn't execute. We had some other deep balls that we didn't hit on, and we had some other possession throws which would have kept the drives alive that we didn't execute well enough. And so that's what happens. Well, I mentioned what happened on special teams, right? I mentioned that we had penalties. And when you have penalties, you know, I think it's important. You're fighting for ground. And the return game, that's the first offensive play of the series. And so when you set yourself back with penalties, you negate the run, you know, you negate the yardage of the return, and then you get backed up. Of course, that's not good. It's not acceptable. Well, we just mixed it up. You know, I think we had some things we went in with, and then we just kind of changed it up on them a little bit. Got to some of the things that were a little bit down the line in terms of the game plan.
Pat, you said no new injury for Trent. Is he any worse for wear?
No, he's no worse for wear. There was none. He just, in my opinion, how the game was going wasn't quite effective, you know, and I think maybe the injury there contributed. And so, no, he didn't injure it. He's moving forward, you know, like today, I don't think contributed any setbacks.
Pat,